From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Moscow and Beijing suggested that if North Korea halts nuclear and missile tests while the U.S. and South Korea freeze military maneuvers, the parties could sit down for talks. The statement came after North Korea tested a missile that flew higher and longer than previous ones. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang called the situation on the Korean Peninsula complex and sensitive and urged calm and restraint. The United States has also requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, and that session is expected to take place Wednesday. Portuguese authorities suspect international terrorists and arms traffickers are behind a theft last week at the country's national armory. VOA's Miguel Amaya reports.
The suspicions have prompted the Attorney General's office to broaden the scope of its investigation into the theft of hand grenades, 9mm ammunition, and possibly other weapons. The defense minister called the theft a very professional job.
No further details of the investigation will be provided due to Portugal's judiciary secrecy law, which forbids the release of information about open investigations. A 5-member bipartisan congressional delegation led by Republican Senator John McCain traveled to Afghanistan as the Trump administration prepares to unveil a plan later this month to try to defeat the resurgent Taliban. The group said a lack of U.S. diplomatic focus on the issue was very unnerving. The proposed strategy is expected to add several thousand more U.S. troops to about 8,600 already deployed to Afghanistan to help struggling Afghan security forces fight the insurgency. They also cautioned President Trump that a military surge alone won't help to win the war. This is VOA News.